Este 20 de septiembre llega a el Teatro Diana Strangelove, el de tributo a Depeche Mode, que nos hará repasar los grandes momentos musicales de este proyecto musical británico. Y para hablar al respecto, tenemos el gusto de conversar en la línea telefónica con Brent Mayer. Hola, Brent.
Hola, Guadalajara. Hi, this is Brent from Strangelove, the Depeche Mode Experience. And we are so glad to be coming back to Guadalajara.
So first of all, Brett, where are you right now?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Ah, okay. Do you have a show there?
No, I live here.
Ah, cool.
Our band lives all over America.
Ah, okay. It's a great city, Austin.
It is wonderful.
So Brent, what can you tell us about the formation of Strangelove?
I formed the first version of what became Strangelove in 2006, 12 years ago. And I changed lineups over the years, and it became Strangelove in 2010. And we've been going strong ever since, and this has been our best year yet. We're going on about 100 shows this year.
Oh, that's a lot of shows.
Yes. We're on tour almost every weekend, and we've had a lot of international shows. Looking forward to these Mexico shows, going back to South America later this year, and Asia early next year, and Europe. And we get all over. People love Depeche Mode all over the world.
Exactly. I read that you play your show all over the world. Is it intense to play in front of all this audience?
Oh, it is very intense. It is wonderful. I look at our project as a way to celebrate Depeche Mode music. And since Depeche Mode, they only tour about once every 4 years. And so we fill in those gaps. All those Depeche Mode fans are hungry for a Depeche Mode show, especially in a live music setting. And so when they get to come see our show, they get to feel the same excitement as being at a Depeche Mode show all the other times they are not on tour. And in a lot of places, places Depeche Mode does not come or has not been in many years. And so they are always very appreciative to see our set. Also, we play a lot of the classic Depeche Mode music songs that everyone wants to hear, and they no longer perform them.
Brent, you play the keyboard, but you also are the musical director of Strangelove, right?
Yes, I am. In the band, I play the role of Martin Gore. I play guitar, keyboard, and also sing lead on some songs. But I put the tracks together, and we have been very fortunate that Depeche Mode themselves are supportive of us and have spoken about us in interviews and in videos and in magazines, and they approve of our project very much. And in fact, Alan Wilder even sent us some keyboard sound. Mm-hmm. And I've had some personal discussions with Martin Gore about programming our keyboards and getting certain sounds to help us sound more authentic.
You play your show with the visuals and with the lights, just like Depeche Mode does in the shows, right?
Yes, we try to make it as exactly like the Depeche Mode show as possible.
It's a great challenge.
Yes, it is, because they have these big budgets and it's a grand production, and so we try to do the best we can and bring it into smaller scale venues that still has that feeling of a big arena, stadium show, and audiences love that.
And Brent, do you remember the first time you hear Depeche Mode?
I do. I was in high school in the mid-80s. People Are People, some great reward album, and I saw a music video for People Are People on MTV, and then got the record right away. Loved it, and I've been a lifelong fan ever since.
And what is the greatest challenge to be a tribute band with a group as big as the Depeche Mode?
I think there is a very high expectation with the band because they love Depeche Mode and their music so much. One of the biggest challenges we face is even though we usually play a two-hour set, say through, you know, 22, 24 songs, very long set, there are still important songs that we can't play in that time because they have so many amazing songs. No matter which songs we play, there are always songs that we leave out and fans want to hear because they have just albums and albums and albums of great music.
So, here in Guadalajara, we're going to see your show. It's over 2 hour show, 24 songs. It's going to be a great night.
Yes, looking forward to playing at Teatro Diana.
You will play on September 20 here at Teatro Diana, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, finally, Brent, what is your favorite Depeche Mode album?
That is very hard to answer because it changes all the time, but definitely up at the top of my favorite albums is Songs of Faith and Devotion.
Ah, cool.
They really had a lot of passion in that album.
And actually, this tour of Strange Love is devotional tour, right?
Yes.
Do you decide that because of the album, because you want to play some songs of that album?
We will certainly play songs from that album, but we will play songs from all of it, almost all of the albums as well. But that is one focus area, you may call it.
Great. So we're going to have a very great night on September 20 with a lot of Depeche Mode songs from all over their history.
Yes.
Excellent, Brent. Well, it's been a pleasure to have this conversation with you.
You too. We are very much looking forward to being back in Guadalajara. Beautiful city.
Yes, looking forward to see you here in the city.
Okay, we will see you soon. Bye-bye.